Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Today's episode is brought to us by Westin. The thing about Westin is that they really empower guests to maintain their wellness routines and explore new options while staying at their properties. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling, whether that's exercise or eating well. The really cool thing that I love is that you can actually ask for on-demand workout gear to be delivered to your room with equipment like Bala and Hyper Rice. I love the idea of being able to work out in your room and really encouraging that because, as you know, I'm a huge fan of like the C+ workout. I think sometimes when you're traveling, say you're traveling for work, you might not have an hour to go down to the gym, but to be able to get some Bala weights and do a flow, go on an app and find something that you could do really quickly, I think really makes it all possible. I absolutely love that. They also have amazing, delicious options from their Eat Well menu. Their chefs craft dishes specifically with your well-being in mind. And the thing is, it's nice that regardless of where you are, your nutrition can really stay on track. And for an amazing night's sleep, try their renowned Heavenly Bed, a truly restorative experience. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well while being on the go. Find wellness at Westin. Hi, welcome to Good Instincts. I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. Join me every Monday through Friday for bite-sized episodes designed to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. This should feel good, like really good. And it will, I promise. So I posted a transformation pic on Instagram recently. And I normally do not do that. It was for a client of mine. And she was so excited to show me kind of the difference between a picture that was taken in January of this year of 2023 and one from the past Labor Day weekend. And it was incredible. I mean, I've known that she's lost this weight and I have had so many clients over the years lose a good amount of weight, but I don't often see these pictures. And I got to tell you, it was really, really amazing. Not because, you know, the reality is she was gorgeous before, she's gorgeous now. As she was happy before, she's happy now, but she is feeling so good. And so I asked her if it was okay if I shared them, because the thing that I was really struck by when I saw these is that in this climate now with Ozempic and GLP-1 meds, I think the reality is that that's kind of the standard now when we think about huge transformations. If someone's made a huge transformation, that's what we assume. And I thought that it could be really powerful to see a transformation that was just truly consistency. And a lot of people reached out, and I think just seeing that visual is powerful for people. And so I wanted to share some things that my client has done to both lose weight and keep that weight off, because it is really specific to her. And I think it could be really helpful. So first things first is my client travels a lot for work. And previous to us working together, and at the very beginning of us working together, what would happen was, you know, she'd be going along kind of consistently, and then she would travel for work, which again is very frequent. And this thing that I have observed in my practice for years is that she works with a bunch of big clients. She has a bunch of big corporate clients, and then they take her to these big, nice dinners. And something can happen where you're like, okay, well, someone is taking me to dinner. Who am I to like order, you know, a chicken and a vegetable dish when I could order like the truffle pasta and all these other things? I've noticed a ton with my clients that have been in law school and my clients that have been in business school and then working at these big companies where in a way you feel like part of your compensation is through these meals. And so one of the big things was her kind of reevaluating within herself that when she goes on these dinners, that actually what feels really good is leaving and not feeling like all her progress was kiboshed. Again, we've talked about this a million times, but if it's something that she really wanted and was having really consciously and had thought about, then that does feel good. But what doesn't feel good is going out to this client dinner, having this big over-the-top thing with alcohol and food, and then you leave and you're like, that's not what I was planning to do. So I wanted to share some things that she has been doing that I think could be helpful. But the first thing was, it was this mindset shift about indulging and for her about traveling and going out to dinner, especially if someone else is picking up the tab. And that was that it doesn't have to be a whole shebang every time. And I think that goes back to this idea of treating yourself. And I think in the past, we used to think about like, treat yourself, like have the dessert, have the thing. Again, if you really want it and you want to do it consciously, I support that. But I think this idea that, you know what, also is treating yourself, leaving this meal and feeling really balanced and feeling like you really had yourself in mind and had your future self in mind. So that was the first. The other thing is that she really does think about the week ahead of time and she thinks about the day ahead of time. So again, she is someone that travels. She is someone that is partnered, but does not have kids and she has a big social life. So she'll go out to the beach with her friends and there are a bunch of weekends that she's away with friends and she likes to know the plan ahead of time. So what are we planning to do? Are we going to order pizza that night? Are we going to order these sandwiches for the beach? She can then think ahead of time what might be worth it to her because some things are worth it to her and some things aren't. Another thing that she does that I think is really helpful is that she, in the way that we've talked about the way I work with my clients in terms of carb cash, she thinks about where she'd want to spend that carb cash and what's worth it to her and what's not. For her, what she realized, and this is very non-traditional with my clients, is that she prefers to basically go like greens and protein for the day. And then at dinner, she likes to either cash out the amount of servings that we decided would work for her, or she likes like a proper dessert. Like, and I'm not talking about like a paleo couple squares of dark chocolate. Like she over the summer really liked getting like kids ice cream. So like essentially a scoop or two scoops of like these small ice cream scoops, which to me ended up being the budget for the day based on like the two scoops of what was going to work for her. And you know what? I kind of loved that for her. Like the reason why is that is not something that would work for me. And that is not something that would work for a lot of my clients, but she figured out what actually worked for her. And I think it goes back to this idea of we have so much access to other people's, like what I eat in a day and what's working for a bunch of other people. I think it can be valuable in that we can pick and choose little pieces that work. But in this case, what she is doing is something that is very unique to her. But the thing that I think is the most important piece about that was the self-knowledge, where she took the time to understand how to make this plan work for her and how to make it work long-term. Because there's a bunch of ways to lose weight and there's a bunch of ways to play around with macronutrients or calories if that's what you want to do. But the real thing that matters is, are you going to keep this going? Obviously, in a healthy way. Obviously, anytime I'm talking about weight loss, this is like under the guise of like, this is healthy weight loss and this is being done healthfully. But there are a lot of ways to do it. And I think that when we think about it long term, like, are you going to keep that off? Are you going to keep that going? Are you going to feel like you're kind of a prisoner to the plan? And in this way, she really hasn't. And this is someone who like very, very much enjoys indulging. So I think that that's really helpful. She doesn't do like meal prep, but she does do some level of meal assembly. And she does, not always, but brings some type of food to the office with her. So it's not like she's meal prepping her entire lunch ahead of time, but she is, whether it's snacks or it's lunch, she is bringing something ahead of time to the office so that if she's working late and she doesn't have a chance to step out, she has an option that will feel really good to her, because she has found that a huge trigger of hers is that if she doesn't have something on hand, there's, you know, a bunch of places within the office where she could grab something that isn't worth it to her, but all bets are off when she gets too hungry. So that's another thing that she does, which is very, 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 very important, which is understanding your triggers. What are those things that tend to trip you up? And again, this whole piece of self-knowledge isn't like so that no one's ever going to take a step back. It's so that we can understand our triggers better so it doesn't have to trip us up for a long time, where we can kind of notice something that we did that wasn't really in our best interest. Think about what was going on for us in that moment that made it really hard to take really good care. And how can we sidestep that and make it easier to act in our own best interest in the future? And so that is a big piece for her, bringing something, not a whole meal always, but having something by way of snacks. And she's very much into jerky, which I love. The last thing that she does, which is very crucial, is that she does not beat herself up when she indulges and even overindulges. Again, the thing is that she loves food and she was never not going to have the flavors that were really important to her. And sometimes even knowing everything that she knows and having made all the progress that she's made, she does overdo it. And the thing that I think is so key is that pivot off of that, of instead of beating herself up and being like, it's all ruined, I was doing so well, and now I jumped off the deep end, and now I'm really gonna like burn it into the ground. No, no. She's like, oof, that was kind of crazy. It was fun. I don't feel amazing now. I'm going to jump right back on it. And the next day is just regular. The next meal is just regular. And those habits are so key for sustained weight loss and meeting your goals. And I just thought it was such a perfect example of it being done out in the field and having it be less pickup. And having like a real life example and being able to see the results like on paper. So I am so curious if anyone has anything to add to that conversation. If you are someone that has been struggling or you're someone who has kind of maintained your goal over time, I would love to hear from you. Come find me on Instagram @Shira_RD. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about peanut butter, how some people are a little afraid of it, and my thoughts in the least scary way possible. I will see you there. Thank you so much for listening to Good Instincts, hosted and written by me, Shira Barlow. You can find me on Instagram @Shira_RD. Good Instincts is a Dear Media Daily. Today's episode is brought to us by Westin. The thing about Westin is that they really empower guests to maintain their wellness routines and explore new options while staying at their properties. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling, whether that's exercise or eating well. The really cool thing that I love is that you can actually ask for on-demand workout gear to be delivered to your room with equipment like challah and hyper rice. I love the idea of being able to work out in your room and really encouraging that because, as you know, I'm a huge fan of like the C+ workout. I think sometimes when you're traveling, say you're traveling for work, you might not have an hour to go down to the gym, but to be able to get some ball of weights and do a flow, go on an app and find something that you could do really quickly, I think really makes it all possible. I absolutely love that. They also have amazing, delicious options from their Eat Well menu. Their chefs craft dishes specifically with your well-being in mind. And the thing is, it's nice that regardless of where you are, your nutrition can really stay on track. And for an amazing night's sleep, try their renowned Heavenly Bed, a truly restorative experience. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well while being on the go. Find wellness at Westin.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.